If the Taliban were to take over in Afghanistan again, would Al-Qaeda regroup there? I know you have said that you don't think they would. Secretary of State Clinton disagrees entirely. She has said, if the Taliban take over Afghanistan, I can't tell you how fast Al-Qaeda would be back in Afghanistan. Is she wrong?
I don't believe that's correct. I believe that after 2001, when we disrupted Al-Qaeda and removed the Taliban from power, and chased Al-Qaeda and Taliban out of Afghanistan, that Al-Qaeda evolved. And Al-Qaeda became basically an ideological cloud that exists on the internet. I don't believe Al-Qaeda will ever again tie itself to a geographical or political boundary. I believe they have evolved and that they get recruits worldwide. They're not looking for a safe haven in Afghanistan. They don't need that. They've already got safe havens in half a dozen other countries, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, whichever. And more to the point, if you look at the successful attacks Al-Qaeda has had, including 9/11, the vast majority of those attackers are not from the Pashto belt of Afghanistan or Pakistan. Many of them are Western European or from the Gulf. And so much of that training and planning for those attacks, whether it was 9/11, Madrid, London, took place in Western Europe as everyone knows, the 9/11 attacks, a lot of that training happened here in the U.S.
You're talking about the flight schools.
Correct. So I think what we're doing is we have an approach where we haven't evolved ourselves. We're still set up to do our foreign policy and our defense operations like we were in 1991, and we need to change. Al-Qaeda changed. They evolved. They got smart about how they were going to do their operations. We need to do the same. 60,000 troops in Afghanistan is not going to defeat Al-Qaeda. It's just not. And I think everyone realizes that.